Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's
626,
up?
Let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, it's Friday and I want a beer or something else, well, they got you covered because you're stocked up.
Some ice colds this weekend, man. I'll definitely have a Hey, Bud on hand. That's for sure. Let's run through some scores from yesterday. Kind of an important day yesterday. NBA last night, Bulls beat the Pistons 114-108. But kind of more importantly, men's college basketball, the Big Ten tournament. Northwestern beat Nebraska yesterday 71-69. Penn State beat Minnesota 60-51. Wait a second. Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't have an updated sports. That was from yesterday.
Here, hold on, Hunter. I got us covered here. Let's just, we'll take a minute.
Thank you for listening to the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter will return shortly. We thank you for your patience.
You know, you got all morning to get sports ready. What are you doing?
It's not giving me my emails aren't updating. Stupid. Anyway.
Are you good?
Do you have it? Hey, open up your email. I need some help. Open up your email and read the Michigan State scores.
I don't have it, man. Oh, I think okay, I deleted now. It. You got
now,
it?
No, since I'm bitching, I got it. Here we go. I think it's like Dave heard me. Hang on. All right, here we go. NCAA men's college basketball from yesterday. Let me check the date. Okay, from yesterday. Indiana beat Michigan due craziness, 74-69. So this game yesterday, Michigan was winning by like 19 points the whole game. I mean, it was like a shoo-in. I fell asleep halfway through it because I'm like, there's no way. Indiana went on like a 24-4 run.
Oh,
to
really?
Win this game at the very end. Dude, unbelievable win. So, yeah, knock Michigan out of the tournament. Dude, you can't blow a lead like that.
Yeah.
I don't even feel bad for my team. I'm like, hey, if you're going to blow a 20-point lead like that, all you have to do is make like two baskets.
Yeah.
Boom. You're good. So, anyway, craziness there. Iowa beat Northwestern 112-76. Michigan State beating Maryland last night 76-72. So hanging there in the tournament. Penn State beat Ohio State 71-68. Today, the quarterfinals. Illinois going to be playing Indiana at 11:30 this morning. Rutgers in Iowa at 2. Wisconsin, Michigan State at 6:30. You can catch that on Cozy starting at 5:30. Purdue playing Penn State at 9 o'clock. So, man, some crazy, crazy games yesterday.
Some dribble, dribble, shoot, shoot going on. Look out, everybody.
That's right. All right, let's get into baseball because this is kind of crazy, man. Our not-so-long national nightmare is over, finally, as Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association reached a deal yesterday ending the 99-day lockout. Let's give them a round of applause, Brock, huh?
If you can't very nice. Tell... You can't tell these are very sarcastic claps.
Laying it on pretty thick, really. The owners got some stuff, and the players got some stuff. That's how they put it, huh? Most importantly, the fans will have a full 162-game season. Why? Even the games that were supposedly canceled will be made up through off days and doubleheaders, and we're gonna work them. We're going to get them out there, and we're going to make them.
We're going to work them. Good. Good. So it's back. All everyone done complaining.
Very, very nice.
For God's sakes,
it's about time.
I'd like to hop onto this, Hunter, because when I was looking into this, like, what are they in a tizzy all about? What's going on? There was actually a lot of changes that took place. Here's the one thing, though, that bothered me is that there is gameplay rules that have been put into place.
Well, okay.
So for the 2022 and 2023 season, we're going to see a pitch clock being used. So I will say I like that because now the pitcher can't stand there forever. It speeds the game up a little bit.
Come on.
There will be a ban on defensive shifts, so I don't think you can change players. The National League will adopt the designated hitter. Here's the one that bothers me, though. There will be larger bases in the 2023 season. No! You can't change the size of the bases in baseball.
Wow.
So they've made it easier on the players.
Yeah. Why did they change the size of the bases? What's that?
Because these players, all the bases are too small. It's too hard to slide into. I don't know.
All right. Let's compare it. That is like almost the same thing as like, okay, now the hoop's going to be 11 foot high.
Yeah. No.
In football, it would be like the goalposts are going to be 5 feet wider now.
Yeah. Oh, the ball's going to be a little bit smaller so the guys with smaller hands can grip it easier. Are you kidding me? Larger bases?
Yeah. Why?
Baseball players should be ashamed of themselves that they let this go through.
If they let that go through, then why not change some of the other stupid things about it, the game that you're... Why is it so hard to change some things, but like... I'll make the bases bigger. Boom. Goes right through.
If effing Babe Ruth with a cabbage leaf under his cap could make the bases work, you can too.
Here's the thing. Then all the rules, you need to start a new set of records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like if I was a guy back in the day,
yeah,
you know, like bases run and a guy beats me and then bigger bases.
Stealing bases, it's easier now. It's easier now to steal a base.
There you go.
So this is what these guys who are playing a child sport for a living for millions of dollars. This was added and they're like, yeah, I like that idea. That's good. And I'm not going to come back until you change the size of those bases.
Yeah.
It's
kind of weird.
Believable.
Umpire's going to have to get a bigger broom.
You guys need a bigger bat and a softer ball too, huh? Does that make it better on you? You sons of bitches.
You're going to get choked out by a roided out baseball guy.
I know. You know, they should have just shrunk the bases, made the bats bigger, all right, a smaller ball, give everyone steroids, all right, only
exactly.
Home.
I was going to say the roids, man. Just, you know, if this was so easy, just let them... Let's get all jacked up.
There are some other changes, too. For the first time, players' uniforms will feature advertising, including patches on jerseys and decals on batting helmets. So, you know, they get more money.
It's going to look like a NASCAR out there, you know?
And the 2023 schedule will be more balanced as teams will play at least one series against every opponent in both leagues. Just some other ones in there. But anyway.
Interesting, man. That's finally, they're playing baseball, Brock. Here we go. He got it together. All right. Let's go to the diamond.
I'm picking up on your sarcasm.
That's your sports, man.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Purple dinosaur.
Brock Hunter. That damn purple dinosaur.
Did you turn it up, too? It's loud in these headphones.
There it is. No, I'll turn it down a little bit for you. Is that okay? Look, you're the one that made it. You got no one to blame but yourself for this one, buddy boy.
Yeah, you're right.
If anyone wants to get mad at someone for that, Hunter was the one that made that intro. So,
sorry, moms from 1990s giving you PTSD with Barney.
Dear God, he's back. Anyway, hey, we got to get to it because we are so far behind. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you got to listen to the Barney theme song one more time, you got something cold to drink. All right? Boom.
Yeah. Give me no time. I'm going to rip through scores, and I got one crazy story here for you, all right? Indiana beat Michigan yesterday 74-69 in a crazy game. Got to give it to Indiana, man. They were down by like 20 basically the whole game. Came back, did like a 24-4 run to beat Michigan. I was like, dude, it's like the basket shrunk on Michigan's side. It was insane. I passed out in the third quarter, took a little nappy, and woke up at the end. Didn't even see the end, and I'm happy I did it that way. Anyway, Michigan State beat Maryland 76-72. Let's see. We do have some more games today. Illinois going to be at Indiana at 11:30 today. Rutgers at Iowa at 2. Wisconsin at Michigan State. Or playing Michigan State, I should say, at 6:30. Purdue and Penn State playing at 9 o'clock. All right, let's get to this, man. This is a crazy story. This is a running story. What? You think there's a lot of things going on in sports.
Running.
Why would you pick running? Because this is wild, dude. The Barkley Marathons, known as the world's toughest race, had no finishers for a fourth straight time. Thinking, what? Nobody finished the race? What? This is crazy, dude. The race consists of five loops of roughly 20 or like more like 22 miles in the mountains of Frozen Head State Park in Tennessee. Much of it is off trail through heavy brush and briars, and all you're allowed for navigation is a paper map and a compass. You have to find 14 books and tear out the pages corresponding to your bib number. You have 60 hours to finish all five loops, but unlike the past three races, there was nobody who had finished this race, and it's very dramatic, dude. A record of 30 runners completed it this time. Record of 30 runners completed the first loop.
So,
dude, what?
I have a question for you.
Do people die doing this?
Why do this for fun? Like, is this something? Why would you put yourself through something like? And I get, well, if you complete it, sounds like no one completes it. And it sounds
five loops of roughly 20 miles through the mountains.
And you said you have 60 hours?
60 hours to do it. That's 100 miles in 60. Dude, you know how far 100 miles is?
On foot. All right.
On foot. Uphill through the mountains in the snow. Yeah, no wonder nobody finishes this thing. Here's another kind of great British runner. Her name's Jasmine Paris. Became the first woman in a decade to complete the first run. Three loops inside of 40 hours. That's insane. I don't understand how people do that.
My knees
and my feet hurt.
You know, go run a...
Walking through mire.
Go run a 5K, all right? That's fine. Go do something. But when you're just like... Just running through the
woods. What is it? Is it the challenge? Is it the challenging yourself?
For sure, but this doesn't even sound like it's worth the challenge. You know what I mean?
All right, listen to this. John Kelly, the only two-time finisher of the race, lost his running belt, which was holding his pages. After spending more than an hour looking for it, he finished loop three without enough time to keep going. No! He lost the papers? Dude, it's hard enough.
You think you'd secure that fanny pack a little bit better as you're ripping through the woods, man. My fanny pack, no! My pages were in there.
Anyway, this race in Tennessee is absolutely crazy. You know, I wanted to pull the story up because nobody finished.
That does not sound appealing at all. That does not sound like something, like, hey, what are you doing for the next 60 hours? Well, I'm going to go torture myself in the woods of Tennessee. Oh, okay, that sounds good. That sounds good, yeah.
There you go. That's your sports. I'm going to go rub my feet, dude.
But yeah, go put them in a nice salt bath. That'll be good. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.